There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. We are happy to head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Danny Parkins of Fox Sports 1 and First Things First, but that's not what he goes by on this show. Park, what's good?
Good afternoon, CDOT. Got to be weird times in Kansas City. It's Royals season all of a sudden.
This is the real test on if you think Brett Veach is the best general manager in the NFL. Like, the problems that the Chiefs have, it's not like this can't be solved in one offseason if you knock it out of the park. If you have a good free agency period and you can get a couple of starters in the draft and you get Patrick Mahomes back, let's say by week 4 of the NFL season, like, you can still very much be in line to get back to contending for an AFC West championship and making a serious run in the playoffs. It really comes into how good is their general manager, how quickly can you turn this thing around?
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's a ton of things, right? Like, obviously Mahomes has to come back and be Mahomes. No reason to think that he won't. I think it's overwhelmingly likely that he will, but you have to be open to a small possibility that, at least for next year, he is some lesser version than himself, 5%, 10%, something like that. But Mahomes should come back. I assume you're operating under the belief that Kelce is retiring. That matters. And I'd be interested in, like, an honest assessment of how good are the weapons on this team, really? Like, is Rashee Rice a one? I assume that's something that is debated there. How high are you willing to draft a running back? Like, are you willing to use a first-round pick on a running back? I think that's, like, a legitimate question for the Chiefs, given how bad their run game has been, and that you're definitely going to want to take a lot of the pressure off of Mahomes next year. You know, I haven't done too much of a dive on the wide receiver quest, but, like, if Alec Pierce became available, would you be willing to give him north of $25 million per season? Like, you know, just off the top of my head, like, what about Kyle Pitts? Like, if he leaves Atlanta and he just finally had the best game of his career, like, those are the types of things that Brett Veach is going to have to ask. But you're right. The key is going to be, how do you hit in the draft? Do you hit in the draft? Where do you prioritize pass rush? You know, you've got a million offseason topics at your fingertips there.
Right now, we're talking to Danny Parkins of Fox Sports 1 and First Things First. I do want to deep dive into the Kansas City Chiefs, but I have to ask you this. There are very few people in the world that are closer to Nick Wright than you are. He has branded himself as the Chiefs guy. How has he handled this week with, you know, his thing is dropping the banners and all these games are preseason games. We don't take the regular season very seriously. Arrowhead Invitational. How is our dear brother Nick Wright handling this week?
You know, similarly to Chiefs fans, similar to you, it's weird, you know. But so he was devastated, obviously, by the injury. I know him and Mahomes exchanged messages the night of the game, and you know he's optimistic that he'll be back for next season. He thinks any sort of talk of Andy Reid being fired is completely ridiculous, or Chiefs fans turning on him. And you know he's enough of a pragmatist to know that it happens, but. Yeah, thankfully he's already made his fame and fortune. You know, he rode LeBron James and Patrick Mahomes to fame and fortune. The contract is guaranteed. And now if the Chiefs backslide a little bit, you know, he'll be okay. He'll wipe away his tears with $100 bills.
So let's talk about this, at least portion of it. And we've kind of dipped our toe in it a little bit. We've had a lot of national voices on, and it's great to now say you're one of these prominent national voices. What did you think was wrong with the Chiefs? Because, like, I have my theories, but I'm super close to it. I'm curious as somebody that obviously still keeps an eye in it, but just isn't in the day-to-day digging in the weeds when it comes to the Chiefs. What did you see as the problem? What do you think wrong for Kansas City this season?
See, I think it's been more than one season. Like, I don't think last year's team was 15-2 good. There was last year's team was a complete outlier in one direction in one-score games. Block kicks, drops, penalties, like everything possible went the Chiefs' way last year and then got blown out in the Super Bowl. And it was like, oh, okay, they met another team that was really good, that was better than them, and it really wasn't a fair fight. Like, that did not feel like if they played Philly 10 times, they would have won 5 of them. That felt like if they played Philly 10 times, they would have lost 8 or 9 of them. So I think that last year's team was not anywhere near as good as the record and then the final destination, the Super Bowl, indicated. And then this year, a lot of the peripherals actually suggested that they were better than their record. Point differential, offensive ranking, defensive ranking. But they lost all those one-score games. You know, they had second-half leads in a lot of games that they lost. One game they lose because of penalties, and I'm sure it's more than one game, but like it felt like one game it was penalties, and then another game it was drops, and then another game it was defense. And it was just like they could never piece together a good offensive game with a good defensive game, or a good defensive game with a good offensive game, or a clean game on special teams with a clean game with penalties. And so I honestly think they're better than their record indicated this year. Obviously, they were a terrible third-down defense. They were a terrible rushing team, and all of those factors put together, like situationally, kind of, you know, Butker was worse this year when he had been unbelievably nailed. Like, that matters in close games. We're seeing it for the Chargers this year. You know, the Chargers have a ton of offensive line injuries, but Cameron Dicker's been the best kicker in the NFL, so they've won a lot of close games. So I think it's a ton of factors, but this is not, like, the sexiest thing in the world. But when you only play 17 football games and the difference between the best team and the worst team is usually like 10 points, right? This isn't college football. Like, can you execute in situational football? Can you win one score games? The Chiefs have been the best team in the history of the NFL at that for the last few years. And this year they were arguably the worst team in the league.
This is where I'm looking at this as maybe just more of a disappointment than I think people are kind of potentially ready to acknowledge. You know, you grew up in Chicago. You couldn't envision missing the playoffs with the prime Michael Jordan, Tom Brady. You got the prime Tom Brady missing the playoffs. Like, the fact that this organization kind of let things get to the point with, I know he got hurt at the end of the season, but I mean, they were on the ropes anyway when it came to making the postseason and needed help. The fact that you have a 30-year-old top three, top five quarterback in the history of the National Football League and had those inconsistencies is just a testament to how poorly everything went this season.
Yeah, listen, missing the playoffs in Mahomes' prime is a huge failure. Period. Like, it's a huge failure, especially now, right, when 40% of the NFL makes the playoffs. Like, It is a huge failure, full stop. It's a failure for Brett Veach. It's a failure for Clark Hunt. It's a failure for Andy Reid. It's a failure for Patrick Mahomes. Like, it is just a failure across the board. And the glass half full way of looking at it is, obviously you don't want Mahomes to be hurt, obviously. But he is the, and has been the deodorant for a lot of problems around the team. And he might end up only really missing three games, right? Like, if you were going to lose that game to the Chargers anyway to get eliminated, and then he gets hurt, and he misses the last three games of this regular season, and you weren't going to make the playoffs anyway, and then he comes back, like, yeah, his offseason will suck and not be as enjoyable, and he won't be able to play in, like, the celebrity golf tournament in Tahoe, and he'll have to be rehabbing instead of focusing fully on football, and that sucks for him, and I genuinely do mean it. Like, I'm not saying that flippantly. Like, that does suck. But if the Chiefs have to approach this as, we have to get better in every facet around 15 because 15 might not be able to put on the cape to save us anymore, like, it might actually be a good thing, as opposed to, like, well, you know, we made the playoffs, but we were a bad 7 seed and we got blown out, you know, in the 7-2 game and, you know, didn't have a shot, but, you know, we'll be back next year. Like, I think, like, a real reckoning and accounting of what went wrong to make sure that it never happens again maybe ends up being a good thing in the long run.
Right now, we're talking to Danny Parkins of Fox Sports 1. I'm with you there, and this was the lead on Monday. The lead on Monday was, there's two responsibilities. It's build Patrick Mahomes up physically, get him back on the field, get him feeling comfortable, get his knee, and if that's week one, week four, week five, it doesn't matter. Like, that is still the long-term priority for this organization. The other thing is exactly what you're talking about. It's building Mahomes back up to be that superhero. Like, we're used to seeing Mahomes put up the 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns and put up these massive numbers, and there be such a gap between him and the next best quarterback in the league. At least for right now, Mahomes has to hand that crown over. Now, he has all the accomplishments, and he has done more than any current quarterback in the league. But you can't make the argument today that Patrick Mahomes has played the best of any quarterback in the league. So I think it is that responsibility, whether it is getting him some better weapons when it comes to beating man coverage, running the football, taking some of the pressure off of him. This offense has been 15th in the NFL, Danny, for three consecutive years. How do you do that with Andy Reid and a prime Patrick Mahomes? So, I mean, one responsibility this offseason is you got to get that superhero back at quarterback, and you got to get this offense to being known as one of the best offenses in the league.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think where I am not doing the nitty-gritty day-to-day stuff is, like, in terms of, like, I'm not sure where Chiefs fans are on – I'm sure Matt Nagy's a very popular scapegoat. I'm sure there's what has happened since Eric Bieniemy left. Like if Mike McDaniel got fired, would you consider firing Matt Nagy to hire Mike McDaniel? Like, to me, like, that would be like a pretty, like, let's blend Andy Reid's concepts with someone else's and get, like, another truly elite play caller, offensive mind, play designer more than play caller, play designer in the building to try to modernize it. Like, Aaron Rodgers at the end of Mike McCarthy was feeling like a little stagnant, and people were like, man, what, you know, I guess we got to draft Jordan Love because, like, this guy's just, it's not looking very good anymore. It's not making much of a difference. He's not scary. And then Matt LaFleur came in. They did more motions. They made Aaron Rodgers a little uncomfortable. They changed things, and he won two MVPs, and he's still in the league. Like, Matt LaFleur forced the modernization of Aaron Rodgers, and it was just like new blood. And that's not to say that you got to fire Andy Reid. I think that would be literally insane. I think he's arguably the best play caller in the history of football. So I'm not at all saying fire Andy Reid, but something to freshen it up, new eyes, so to speak, you know, I think is a totally reasonable thing. And that can just reinvigorate everybody, because you're probably not going to get Tyreek Hill. And defenses have gotten good enough that, like, no one's going to be a 5,000-yard passer anymore. And the gap between him and Josh Allen and Matt Stafford and, you know, all those guys is not going to be what it was. But, like, can you give him a running game? Can you improve your red zone efficiency? Can you have your explosive play rate increase? Like, that, those are things that are available for you with scheme and coaching that, you know, you got to do a full audit. So the audit should include Andy Reid and his coaching staff.
I always like giving us the opportunity to big up the run that we had when we were together. I do think there are a lot of parallels in. I would say one way that you and I were able to really start to make noise in Kansas City and really start to see some progress in our show is we started really attacking the weaknesses of our opposition. We noticed their predictability, and we were able to program and do things that attack those things. I think in some ways that's what's happened to the Kansas City Chiefs, that when the Chiefs need this thing or this thing, well, we'll go get Juju because we know him. We'll go get Hollywood because he makes us feel comfortable. That I think you have had 3-4 years where there have been the Broncos and the Patriots and the Chargers. All they have done is try to figure out how to catch up with Kansas City, and those teams close those gaps, I think, just much more quickly than Kansas City anticipated.
Yeah, I think, listen, man, that's right. But let me ask you, what pick do you think the Chiefs are going to have in the draft?
Probably like the 16th overall pick. I would be surprised if the Chiefs didn't win another game this season, given the fact that they have Tennessee and they have Las Vegas. So let's say they get one more win this season. That probably puts you with like the 13th to 16th overall pick.
Okay, so let's just for a number. Let's say they got the 15th pick in the draft. 15th pick in the draft. And let's say they're graded the same. Pass rusher, running back, wide receiver, and you are Brett Veach. What do you do?
I'm taking the pass rusher. I think that's their biggest need heading into the offseason. You have George Karloftis on one side. You need somebody who can get pressure on the opposite side. Like, I much honestly rather them kind of go find that guy in free agency. Like, to me, they need to find their version of Daniil Hunter. They need a 28-year-old pass rusher that they overpay for in free agency, that you put him over there on the other side and you don't got to worry about it. His job is to go get after the other team's quarterback and to get 10.5 sacks this season. So, at least for me, I would kind of maybe look at it as just really throwing a lot of resources at the problem. But to me, pass rush is the number one thing on my wish list. I would then go number two. To me, they need like a big body receiver. They need one of those kind of receivers. They just got like a lot of 5'11 wiry guys. They need a tough over the middle yards after catch kind of receiver. And then running back would be third on my list.
Yeah, okay. Well, so we're pretty aligned, at least in terms of what the top three things are. And the truth is, you just need...
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Get hit on it. Like, it's like if I told you, like, you know what? They didn't think that there was a pass rusher out there, but this year they got a legit stud starter at running back and wide receiver. You'd be like, oh, wow, great offseason. Or if they didn't add a huge receiver, but they added a great pass rusher and a great running back, you'd be like, you know what, great offseason. You just can't swing and miss on your big investments when you're in Mahomes' prime. So I just – listen, Mahomes is going to play another decade. Andy Reid's going to coach for a while. The Chiefs are going to win a lot more playoff games. I think they'll get another ring at some point. Like I don't think that this thing is over. I just think that there was, you're on a long flight, and there was turbulence unexpectedly in the middle of the flight. You're like, we were in cruising altitude. I'd already had two cocktails. I was getting ready for my third, and all of a sudden, like, they're rushing the beverage cart back, and the flight attendants are sitting down, and it just got, like, really, really uncomfortable in the middle of the flight. But it'll smooth out again. I think the Chiefs are going to be fine.
Danny, I'll get you out of here with this last question. If I gave you the Bills or the field in the AFC playoffs, what side would you be on?
You're the second person who's asked me that this week. Like I picked the Bills before the season. And so like they're still my Super Bowl pick, but I think it's been just very clear that there's no dominant team. If the bet was even money, I would take the field. I'm not trying to be like confrontational. I just think that that's kind of obvious. Like every team has at least one serious flaw. For the Bills, it would be their run defense and the fact that they're going to have to go on the road for a couple of rounds at least of the AFC playoffs. Like, Josh Allen is the best player in football right now, and he's the most accomplished quarterback, dismissing Aaron Rodgers because of age. So, clearly, if you just do your analysis based on who's the best quarterback, it should be Josh Allen. But, if they have to go, their path could be at Baltimore, at Denver, at New England in order to get to a Super Bowl. Like, could they do it? Yeah, but if it's that path or the field, I'll take the field. And I would take the field against the Rams in the NFC also. I don't think there's a clear dominant team that's head and shoulders above everybody else this year.
That is my guy Danny Parkins joining us on the show today. He is on Fox Sports 1. You can catch him on First Things First. Danny, I would say that there are about four podcasts that I listen to almost every single episode. You are now a regular on two of those. So you know what? You have become even a bigger part of my life.
Oh, man. You can feel, I appreciate that. Feel free to skip. Because you and I can talk, but then I'm happy to come on. So, but yeah, man, it's been fun. I get together with Bomani a little bit now here in New York, and so him and I have become tighter, and so him going on his podcast has been cool. Obviously, me and Colin now for a couple of years has been great. It's been fun, man. It's been fun. I'm just, being best friends with Nick is amazing on a number of levels, and he's the number one pick in the draft. He's the best person doing this thing by far, I think, at this point. But it's also fun to just, I know I'll never catch him. I know I'm not as good as him, but just trying to keep up is fun. It makes me a lot better. So it's been a cool year and a half being out here.
Absolutely, Danny, man. We'll catch up with you during the NFL playoffs when this thing is just leading towards Jacksonville, Seattle with Bad Bunny during the halftime. It's going to be one of the most memorable Super Bowls of all time.
I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. Bears, Bills, let's go. Bears, Bills. Sounds great. Can't wait. Or Bears, Patriots, little 85 rematch. How about that? Super Bowl Shuffle Part 2, people are saying.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.